Here's your latest news on the Basin Radio Network.
Camporee kicks off with free Sunday night show in Gillette. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalane. The International Pathfinder Camporee will start in Gillette on Sunday, beginning with the free community show at 7:30 p.m. on Sunday at Camplex Park, according to their Facebook page. The show will feature a live musical about Moses, a ventriloquist act, and praise music lasting 30 to 40 minutes. Attendees should bring folding chairs and can reserve one additional seat. Free parking is available at the Arbuckle Lodge, and medical and safety tents will be on site. The main stage programs run Tuesday through Saturday from 7:45 to 9:45 p.m., with nightly baptisms from 6 to 7 p.m. Wednesday through Friday. Governor Gordon outlines next steps in Wyoming's mental health initiative. Governor Mark Gordon has reaffirmed his commitment to transforming Wyoming's mental health care system. Speaking to the Casper Rotary Club on Monday, the governor detailed the next steps in the Why We Care initiative, a comprehensive mental health reform effort that has been in the works for much of the year. According to a press release from Governor Gordon's office, the Why We Care initiative is a pioneering approach that represents the culmination of collaboration across all three branches of state government, local community teams, and private sector providers. This initiative is designed to tackle some of the most pressing mental health challenges facing Wyoming today, with a specific focus on reducing the state's alarmingly high suicide rate, improving access to behavioral health services, and bolstering the state's behavioral health care workforce. Governor Gordon did not shy away from discussing the gravity of the situation. He spoke candidly about the devastating impact of mental health issues in Wyoming, particularly the tragic frequency of suicides. The governor said, "Our work is far from complete. We must come together in our homes, our schools, our faith-based communities, businesses, and clubs to make it clear it's okay not to be okay." As the state moves forward with its mental health reform efforts, the governor emphasized that the next phase of the suicide prevention initiative is already underway. This phase will see select counties in Wyoming participating in an extensive community suicide prevention program known as the Prosper Project. The Prosper Project, backed by over five decades of research, represents the cutting edge of suicide prevention strategies. It integrates the latest findings from the field of suicidology with the time-tested methods to create a dynamic, adaptable approach to suicide prevention. The governor believes what sets Prosper apart is its emphasis on tailoring interventions to fit the unique cultural values and needs of each community it serves. This is not a one-size-fits-all solution. Rather, it's a strength-based, culturally adaptive program that seeks to empower communities through education and engagement. Governor Gordon also announced plans for a third mental health summit slated for early October. This event will build on the successes of the previous summits held in 2022 and 2023, bringing together stakeholders from across the state to continue the vital work of mental health reform. The governor's remarks underscored a critical moment for mental health in Wyoming. With the Why We Care initiative, the state is taking significant steps to address the challenges of mental illness and suicide. As these efforts continue to evolve, there is hope that Wyoming will emerge as a leader in mental health care, setting an example for other states to follow. For more news and information, go to BasinsRadio.com. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalane.